Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67 Berlinale, in particular the EFM. Today I'm in company of the director of the EFM, Matthijs Boudernol.
So Matthijs, as I wrote yesterday while thinking about the EFM, 3 is the magic number. Because that's your third year, and my feeling is that, even if the EFM has always been good, but my feeling is that there's a sense of innovation, it's very energetic. So I don't know if my feeling is correct, but that's what I...
Well, we're on the first day of the EFM, but I'm glad that you have that feeling on the first day. I mean, that's what we try to do. I think in the past years, the team of the EFM, me included, we've really been trying to shake up the market a bit, not because it wasn't good. I think it's a market that works very well, and that's also the feedback that we get from many of our customers. But we wanted it to be a market as well that, apart from focusing on good organization, also focuses on the future and innovation and technical innovation and trying how the industry and the world is changing around us means that also the market has to change. And when that feels as good and fresh energy, I'm very happy because that's what we wanted to achieve.
So since you're talking about the future, So let's start with one of the initiatives you're presenting this year, which is the EFM Horizon, presented by OJ. So what is it?
Yeah, it's a platform that is happening for the first time at EFM. Audi, one of the main sponsors of the festival, has supported us from the beginning when we started it last fall. It's a program that basically offers the visitors of the EFM to discover new technical improvements and changes. It consists of 5 events. One of them is focusing, for example, on startups that have developed new apps and new products and new tools that might be very useful for people working in distribution, in sales, in production, in marketing. We did this already in the past years, but now it has become part of EFM Horizon. And we also have major companies, so no startups, but like big companies that also are working on innovating their products. And we have brought them and linked them to EFM and let them present basically how they develop new products and how they have been able to change their industries or their cars or their editing systems or their sound systems, because we want people in the market who have the time for it to learn basically how change really can make not only their lives easier but also can like change the way they work. So we, for example, have companies like IBM or Dolby or Audi itself working on electrical cars, for example, and working a lot with VR to present their products. I mentioned VR already. We have a VR pop-up cinema again at the EFM. We have a program including films that were premiering in Sundance, VR films that people can watch and discover here. There's we built a special building next to the Martin Gropiusbau for that this year. And apart from that, we also have a VR conference. So people working in the VR industry, I would almost say, because it is an industry in the meantime, they're gathering here in Berlin on Monday afternoon and linking to people from the more traditional film industry, both producers but also investors, because I think at this moment people have discovered VR, but I think the big question is how to fund, how to finance, how to invest in VR and make sure that it is something or a format that could really work for the big market as well. So Horizon brings all those initiatives together, and it's a side program in EFM for people who want to look a little bit beyond what's going to happen tomorrow.
So I have another reason why I told you about this energy that I feel, because I noticed that you sort of tested things in the previous years, and now they're becoming something. For example, I don't know if... my feeling is correct, obviously, but I remember that we talked last year about Korean cinema, for example, the focus that you did, and now you introduce a new initiative called Country in Focus that is dedicated to Mexico, but still it's the end of a test. And you decide, is that true?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, sometimes you don't even know you're testing things, but then when it turns out that things work well, you feel that the market is shifting in a specific direction, it's worthwhile to organize it in a different way and to realize that actually we could do a bit more with it. Mexico is this year Country in Focus. It's the first time that we have a focus on a country in the EFM. The reason for it is that, you know, I mean, if you look at the market is growing. Every year it's becoming a bit bigger. We have many, many countries representing themselves here in pavilions, in stands, and so on. In Mexico, the market has, I would say, a very long relationship, including the festival has a long relationship with Mexico. There's been many films in the past years. I think in the past 10 years, many things have happened in Mexico that make the industry in Mexico very vibrant. So we said in a year that Germany is celebrating a friendship year with Mexico, we wanted to start and offer Mexico a special visibility at the EFM. And it's something we'd like to continue in the next year. So we are planning and aiming for having other companies every year, other countries every year, to show what they have developed with special incentives they might have for producers, for co-productions and things like that. I think it's a nice way of discovering and highlighting what's going on in different countries around the world present here in Berlin.
There will be again the drama series and the co-pro series, and this time they're taking place in the Zoo Palace, so
yes.
change the location.
It's also a bit of a step forward, because also that is an event that is now happening for the third time. We had a big increase in attendance last year, and this year it looks like it's even growing again. So we realized that for us to professionalize that event, it would be good to have an own location within the EFM. It's a very specific group of people going there. Yes, there is an overlap with the film industry because many producers presenting series in market screenings there are also working in film. That also has always been the aim of the drama series days, to have the connection to the film industry. But I think an own location, and the Zoo Palace is a beautiful location for that, will help the people focusing for 2-3 days on drama series days. It will help them to navigate, to find each other more easily, to not have to cross the street all the time for screenings, but they can do it in one building and like really have a focus and do better business there, hopefully. It's a little market within the EFM, yeah. But I think that's a development that I see in general in the EFM, and I think also in other markets. The market is so diversified. People are both working in documentaries, they're producing fiction films, they might also produce a series. When we look at producers, which is a very large group as well at EFM, I think it makes sense to like make it very clear that if they focus on all these formats or all these kinds of content, that we help them to find good spots for them to do their business. So they can always go to this side of the market or they can go to that side. So these little markets within the markets, I think it's a good way for people to be more effective during this week in Berlin.
Do you feel that the other markets or even festivals are sort of copying you, like trying to imitate what you're doing? I mean, I remember I listened to the interview with you last year, and you mentioned the Young Pope, you mentioned Deutschland, and now there are Sky Germany is working like the Italians did on original series. So yeah. Starting a whole world is like working on what you started to announce and work on.
Yeah.
At the FM.
Well, I mean, we try, as market, we try to react to what we hear. I mean, we're a lot in touch, not only during this week, but during the whole year, we're in touch with clients, with channels, with producers, with sales and distribution professionals that are here at the market. I mean, listening to what they are doing and what they are planning, we try to react at the EFM to do that. So we're the first market in the year, so we want to be a little bit ahead. And I see it as a role of a market as well to help people to get a feeling of what's coming up, to be a little bit ahead and to tell them, listen, we see that this is popping up and this is popping up. So that in the rest of the year, things are happening as we feel them coming is not a coincidence because we have been talking with people about what they are planning. I think it's good for Berlin and for EFM that people have the feeling that by coming here and doing their classical business, they can also go to Horizon, they can go to the drama series days and get a bit of a sense, without spending too much more time, get a bit of a sense about what they might expect and how they can adapt and how they can also benefit from new initiatives, new companies, new ideas that are in the air. We all know there's so many new ideas in the air, it's hard to like get them all together just being in your office. So I think a market should also be a place to get a feeling of what is happening and what might be happening next. So to answer your question, I think it's not about I think markets and the specific markets that happen in the year, they each have their own role because they're in a specific time of the year. They have a specific atmosphere. They're linked to where people are in their production schedules. And I think for Berlin, being based in Germany, which has a big industry when it comes to technology and so on, it makes sense for Germany and for us as a market in Berlin to connect more to that. Yeah.
One last question. What about the Berlinale African Hub? And plus, I noticed that among the industry debates, there's a sort of a focus on Arab countries and the relationship with them, co-production.
Yes. The African Hub is an interesting story because that also results from signals, questions we got from people working in the African industry or people working elsewhere but having a focus or having a feeling what's going on in the African industry. As we all know, the African industry, as big as the continent is, it's relatively small if you compare it to other industries in other parts of the world. I think what the interesting perspective of the Africa Hub is at EFM is that we focus on a new generation working in Africa and working with new online platforms that they have set up to like make films accessible to audiences. We see that in many countries in Africa where a few years ago there was no electric power, all of a sudden electric power is there in homes, which means that people can charge their phones, and when you charge your phone you can also afford to watch a film on your phone, because otherwise your phone will be, your battery will be dying. These changes mean a lot to audiences, and it means a lot to how people, also on the African continent, and we're talking about almost 50 countries that we're focusing on. It's a big part of the world. It's a very young part of the world with many, many young people. These people will and are already searching for content that they want to show and they want to see. So we want to cater for that. And the Africa Hub is a place for the traditional film industry to connect with this new group on the African continent that is basically asking for content. And we want to like link them and bring them together. Yeah.
What about the Arab countries?
The Arab countries, we decided to dedicate an industry debate at the EFM to that region because I think it's a perfect example of a region that has been developing itself in many ways in the past 5 years. We have more stands and more customers from a couple of Arab countries this year that were never before at the market. We have customers from Iraq, from Tunisia. Morocco was there last year for the first time, but they have come back. So we see from Palestine we have companies as well. So in that sense, we thought it's a good idea to maybe focus on the region, because the region is, I think, quite exceptional because they work as a region. I think they are present here at the EFM with the Arab Cinema Center, which is a stand that 2 years ago started as a very small stand, and now it has become a stand with almost, I would say, 45 companies present there, which is one of the largest stands that we have. I think it's interesting that the whole region has recognized that they should join forces to be present and to show their face outside of the Arab region. They have films that are made in the region. They are trying to do different marketing and distribution models, so audiences in the Arab world are not just focusing on American films, which used to be very strong in the past decades. But Arab film and original Arab content has a better chance, I think, nowadays, because they're better organized and better structured. And there's a few key players who are really responsible for that, and we present them in the European film market. Also as an example, I think, for other regions that might learn from what's happening in the Arab world. So it's not just focusing on the Arab world, it's also seeing how they have been doing that in the past years, the mistakes they also made, and how maybe other countries or regions might learn from that.
Thank you so much, Matthijs. Good luck.
You're welcome.
The following days then.
Thank you very much. You too.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.